started.
Yeah, this is good. Okay.
So,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your interventions in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working great things within us and all around us. Thank you for breaking the limitations Satan has placed upon our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you for the prayers we prayed that you have answered. Thank you, Lord, for the battles you fought for us and won for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for mighty miracles you have performed. You have performed in our lives to show the greatness of you. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this Healing Streams program we have been doing for some time now. Thank you for how you have touched many lives through this program. Thank you for a lot of testimonies we have gotten from people who have participated and have joined this program. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, I ask that as we would be having another time in your presence this morning, move mightily in our midst, far beyond our expectations. O Lord, do wonders in our lives. Touch every heart. Touch every life. Let there be manifestations of miracles, manifestations of deliverance in every life. Let there be transformation in every life. Thank you, Lord, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. We're going to be considering a topic that says, what are you changing into? What are you changing into? I'm going to read from John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 12. What are you changing into? John chapter 1, verse 12. It's a very common verse. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That is John chapter 1 verse 12. So the question, which is also the topic of this meeting, of this program, says, what are you changing into? Here, the word of God is saying that as many that have received Jesus, they will be given power to become like Jesus, to become sons of God. Yeah, and another thing that we can learn from this same verse is that those who have not received Jesus, are going to change into sons of the devil. Those who don't believe in Jesus, those who don't receive Jesus, they will be changed, or they will be changed into sons of the devil. And those who believe in Jesus, those who have received Jesus into their lives, they will become sons of God. You know, there was a place in the Bible that Jesus was talking to those that refused to believe in him. And Jesus was talking to them, and then he said, you people, you are just like your father. And Jesus said that you are like your father, the devil. Yeah, Jesus was referring to those that couldn't believe in him. He was referring to them as sons of the devil. Yeah, in fact, he said there's no way they would believe in him because they are just like their father. And then he said their father is the devil. So not believing in God will lead to a transformation. And also, believing in God and receiving Jesus will also lead to a transformation. So at certain points in your life, you are changing into something. Though you might not see it, you might not feel it, but it is happening. Yeah, stages in your life. Yeah, at certain stages in your life, you are changing into something. At certain levels in your life, you are becoming something. Either a son of God or a son of the devil. Yeah, and what will determine if you will change into a son of God is you receiving Jesus into your life. You believing Jesus. So there is transformation that happens when you receive Jesus, when you believe Jesus, you change into a son of God. Everything about you keeps changing. Your spirit man keeps changing. Your soul keeps changing. Even your body keeps changing because you believe in Jesus, because you believe in the Son of God, because you have received Him into your life. You have surrendered your life to Him. So you change into His likeness by believing and receiving Him. Yeah, so that is what we are going to be looking at this morning. What are you changing into? I have established the fact that you are changing into something, whether according to the light, whether something in the light or something in the darkness, at every point in your life, you are changing into something, whether you know it or not, whether you can sense it or not, whether you believe or not, you are changing into something. And I hope that thing is Jesus. I hope the person you are changing into is a son of God and not a son of the darkness or a son of the devil. Yeah, so let us look at point number one. We have 4 points here. Point number one says, the deforming power of darkness. That is point number one. The deforming power of darkness. That is, darkness has power to deform. Darkness has power to deform people. That is, to change human beings into something else. Yeah, there is this power inside darkness that is able to change people into something else. Change people into enemies of God. Change people into demonic personalities. So there is this power in darkness that can deform people, damage them, turn them into an opposite of what God wants them to be. That power is inside of darkness. And the deeper the soul of a man goes in darkness, the more that man become lost, and the more impossible it becomes for that man to be saved. The deeper a man goes in darkness, the more impossible it becomes for that man to come out. Or maybe I should say, the more difficult it becomes for that man to come out of darkness into God's light and become a child of God, the more difficult it becomes. Why? Because there is a deforming power in darkness. There's a power that deforms people. There's a power that causes a permanent deformity in people's lives, you know, such that it's going to take great mercies from God for such people to be saved and delivered and rescued. Yeah, so you need to know this, so that when sin appears sweet to you. And you feel like I'm enjoying this sin. I don't want to stop this sin. You need to know that the longer you continue in sin, the deeper you go in darkness, and the more difficult it becomes for you to come out of the darkness, and also the more difficult it becomes for you to be saved by God. Yeah, because there's a power in darkness that changes people into something demonic. There's a power in darkness that changes people to become demons. Yeah, they become like demons, or they become demons. Yeah, so just as anybody can become a son of God just by surrendering their lives to Jesus and believing in Jesus and receiving Jesus into their lives, in the same way, anybody can become a demon. Anybody can be changed into a demon. If people can be changed into sons of God, according to John chapter 1 verse 12, because they surrendered to the light, so also people can be changed into demons, sons of the devil, if they give all themselves into committing sin and into going deep in darkness. Yeah, so you must be careful. When sin appears to be sweet, when unrighteousness, worldliness appears to be sweet, and you feel like I'm enjoying this thing, be careful, because the more you enjoy that sin, the more you are changing into something else. Something you don't even know. People in darkness, they change into what they never wanted to become. Yeah, there's a deforming power in darkness. It changes people to what they don't want to become. Even Satan never knew he would become what he is today. Satan never knew. You know, he was first of all called Lucifer, one of the angels of God. And then at a point he embraced darkness. He never knew that he would become this wicked. Yeah, he never knew. Yeah, but the more he went deep into darkness, the more the darkness was changing him into a very deadly and wicked personality. Yeah, so people who go deep into sin, deep into immorality, deep into unrighteousness, they get transformed into more wicked and more deadly creatures. They get transformed into a personality that is far worse than what they could imagine. Let us look at Romans chapter 1 verse 28. Romans chapter 1 verse 28. You're going to see how some people here became worse than they wanted to be. Romans chapter 1 verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. There are some people here, they refuse to believe God. They refuse to obey God. They refused to trust in God. And because of that, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And then they found themselves doing things which are not convenient. Things that a human being in his right sense would never do. Things that a human being in his right sense would never think in his own mind. Things that a human being in his right sense will never say out of his own mouths. That is what these people began to do and to think and to say. Why? Because God gave them over to a reprobate mind. They began to do things that are not convenient, things that should never be done, things that you know, that is not in the human nature, you know, things God did not program the human nature to do. There are things that is not expected of you as a human being to do, because God never programmed your nature to do it. God never put such in your nature when he was creating you to do such things. But if you look at the world today, it is those things that was never in human nature to for humans to do that many people are doing today. And the reason is because they refused to retain God in their knowledge. They refuse to acknowledge God. They refuse to obey God. And because of that, after God has waited for them, God gave them some time to repent. And because they could not repent, then God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So that is what happens in darkness. There is deformity that happens in darkness. There is a kind of transformation that happens in darkness. But is a negative transformation. Is a bad transformation. Yeah. It happens in darkness. And the longer you stay in darkness, the more damaged your life will be. The more damaged your life will be. There's nothing good in darkness. Nothing good in sin. It will keep making your life worse and worse. It will keep deforming your life, deforming your destiny, even deforming your health. Today, you will hear about young people suffering deadly diseases. And then I'll be asking myself, where did this young boy, this young girl got this kind of disease? Yeah, you'll be hearing of young children having cancer, having diseases that some years back were known to only happen to people, maybe people at their 60s and 70s. And then you will hear of young people having those kind of diseases. Yeah, it is because of darkness, because they have gone so deep in darkness, and darkness began to deform them. darkness began to deform their organs, and darkness began to deform and damage different parts of their lives. So there is nothing good in darkness. So don't feel like I am enjoying my life. I don't care what anybody says. You are not enjoying your life when you are living in sin. You are not enjoying your life. It is destroying you, destroying your health. It is destroying your destiny, destroying your calling, destroying your future. There is no enjoyment in sin. There is no enjoyment in darkness. So don't let anyone deceive you. It is killing you gradually. You might not see it, but it's happening. The longer you go in darkness, the more deformed your life becomes. The deeper you go in darkness, the deeper you go in sin, the more deformed your life becomes. So don't let anyone deceive you. And warn people about this thing I'm telling you right now. Warn your children about the same thing. Warn your spouse. Warn your friends about the same thing. Yeah, because the deeper they go in darkness, the more their lives and destinies get deformed. So don't let anyone deceive you, and don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Up to today, I know of people that they are still begging God for deliverance because of certain darkness they have entered into at certain point. So now that they are coming out of the darkness, they are still praying that God deliver them completely. Yeah, because a lot of things have been damaged in their lives. So they are still begging God to fix many things in their lives. Many things that were destroyed when they were in darkness. Yeah. I pray that the Lord give you understanding. Yeah. You're going to see similar thing in Second Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10 to 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10 to 12. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And verse 11, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Yeah, those who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, they shall be damned. Yeah, they will be damned. Because God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. So when God realized that he has given you a lot of time to repent and to turn away from sin. So when he realized that you still refuse, God will hand you over to darkness. And in fact, God will make your situation worse by giving the devil access to every area of your life. Since you have determined not to serve the Lord, since you have determined not to please the Lord, then God will allow darkness infiltrate your life and spoil everything. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you find yourself believing lies. Things that even you know that this is not the truth. You will just begin to believe it. Prophets, men of God, that you know in your heart that these people are not according to the truth. I mean, these people are not doing according to the truth. They are not living according to the truth. They are not preaching according to the truth. You will just begin, you will begin to like those prophets. You begin to love those pastors. And you begin to follow them. It is God's judgment upon your life that is making you to believe lies and to believe liars. Yeah, it is God's judgment. So that is part of the deformity that happens in darkness. Now, let's move to another point. Point number two, the transforming power of light. The transforming power of light. There is deformity in darkness, but there is transformation in the light. That is, the light has the ability to change you into a son of God and into the person God wants you to be. If you want to fulfill your destiny, your calling, come into the light. Leave darkness. Come into the light. It is inside the light that you will become the person God has called you to be. It is as you follow Jesus, as you walk in the light, not as you walk in the ways of the world. There's no way you will become the person God wants you to be following the patterns in the world. Following the system that is in the world. It is as you stay in the light, as you remain in the light, as you walk in the light, that you will become the person God wants you to be. I pray that you'll be wise at this time. Because when we preach things like this to people, they feel like you're trying to deprive me of enjoyment. They're trying to deprive me of my rights as a person or as a human being. They're trying to say I cannot enjoy life as I want. They don't know that we are trying to help them become the person God has sent them into the world to become. Now let's look at John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 9 and then verse 16 to 17. John chapter 1 verse 9 and then verse 16 to 17. John chapter 1 verse 9. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Jesus is the true light that lightens up every man that comes into this world. Everyone that is born into this world. Jesus is the light that lightens them up. And when Jesus lights up your life, everything that is dark in your life will be exposed. And then Jesus begins to remove those darkness that is in your life. And then you begin to change. You begin to transform into the person he wants you to be. Yeah, because Jesus is the true light that lightens up every human, every man that has been born into this world. Jesus is the true light that lightens up every man. So when you surrender to Jesus, Jesus will lighten up your life. And Jesus will begin to remove everything that should not be in your life. Yeah, whether it's sicknesses, Jesus will remove them. diseases, he will remove them. Deformities, he will remove them. And one of the reasons why you must be healed is because you have been created for a purpose. Yeah, that is one of the reasons why you must be healed. You have been created for a purpose. Your body is created. Your body system have been created as a vehicle through which you will move about fulfilling God's purpose. So your body is a vehicle to fulfilling your purpose. Yeah, because without this body, there's no way you fulfill the reason for your existence. Yeah, so God has to heal you because he has created you for a purpose. Yeah, and that purpose must be fulfilled. So when Jesus lightens up your life, then Jesus begins to fix many things in your life. Because when you switch on the light in a room, you begin to see everything in that room. So when Jesus lightens up your life, because he is the true light, when he lightens up your life, then everything in your life becomes open to him. Then he begins to remove many things that should not be in your life. Many things that their presence in your life will hinder the fulfillment of your purpose in life, the fulfillment of your destiny in life. Jesus begins to uproot those things. And that was why he said in his word that whatsoever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up, shall be uprooted. So when Jesus looks at your life, he begins to uproot things that should not be there. Because he has created you for a purpose. And that purpose must be fulfilled. Yeah. And that is why you must be healed. Because the sickness in your life is an enemy to God's purpose. Now, how can you go about doing God's business when you suddenly get weak in your body? Let's say you walk just few distance and then you're already weak. You just do some little exercises you just do some little activities and then you're already weak. That is an enemy to God's purpose in your life, because God's purpose demands that you be in health. Yeah, God's purpose demands that your body is functioning perfectly. Yeah, so that is why you must be healed. I pray that the Lord give you understanding. Yeah, so if you are looking for reasons why you should be healed, it is because you have been created for a purpose. And you have been placed in this world for a purpose. There is an assignment of God upon your life that must be fulfilled. There is something you have to do for God. And you can't do that on the hospital bed. You can't do that on a wheelchair. Yeah, you can't do that being crippled, being deformed. You can't do that when every time if headaches, you have headaches, you have pain somewhere, how can you fulfill God's purpose with headaches and pains and weaknesses and sicknesses? And there's no way you can fulfill His purpose that way. Yeah, so you have to be wise. And then let us look at verse 16 to 17, John chapter 1. Verse 16 to 17. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. For the law was given by Moses, and grace and truth by Jesus Christ. So we have enough of grace. He said we have been given grace for grace. We have received grace for grace. out of the fullness that is in Jesus. That is, when God gives you a grace, and you realize that you still need more grace, he will supply. You realized again that you still need more grace, he will supply. So that is what it means when the Bible says we have received grace for grace. So it means God is watching your life. And God is looking at the picture of your life he has in his mind. The kind of person he wants you to change into. God is looking at that picture he has in his mind. And then he's looking at your life on earth. Yeah, so as you make efforts to become the person God wants you to be, to become that person in the mind of God, God begins to give you grace. He begins to give you grace upon grace, grace for grace, grace for grace. He begins to add more grace into your life as you keep making efforts to become the person he wants you to be. He keeps supplying sufficient grace, because there is no end. There is no end to the fullness that is in him. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now let's move to point number three. Point number three. What do you behold? That is point number three. What do you behold? Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. What do you behold? Or what are you beholding? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So when we behold the Lord, just as the way you look at yourself in the glass, when you set your heart, you set your mind, you set your eyes on the Lord, you will be changed into the same image, the same glory that you are looking at. You'll be transformed into the same image, into the same person you are beholding. So the question is, what are you beholding? What do you behold? Are you setting your eyes on darkness? Are you setting your eyes on the things of this world? Are you setting your eyes on what the devil is doing? Some people, they believe what the devil is doing than they believe what God is doing. So they are always talking about what Satan is doing. They are always being swallowed up, or they're always being burdened by what darkness is doing. But they don't consider, they don't fix their heart on the things that God is doing. They don't fix their eyes on Jesus. So they're always looking at the impossibilities, the problems, the calamities, the captivities. Those are the things they look at. Those are the things they set their eyes on. I am suffering. I have no money. Things are falling apart. My life is upside down. So all those are negative things that devil is doing in their lives. That is what they give attention to. Those are the things they set their eyes on. And that is why they keep becoming, that is why their situation keeps getting worse. Because the more you focus your mind, the more you focus your heart and eyes on darkness and on the works of darkness, the more your life gets filled with darkness. When you set your mind on fear, you set your mind on unbelief, doubt, you keep doubting. How will this happen? How can God even do something like this? Has this kind of miracle ever happened before? Is this thing even possible? The more you set your mind on those things that are dark, that are in darkness, the more your situation gets worse, because you are beholding what you should not behold. The more you fix your heart on impossibilities, on problems, troubles, slavery, captivity, the more you keep saying, I can never rise from this level. I can never get to this point. Nobody in my family has ever gotten this successful. The more your situation keeps getting worse, the more you keep failing and falling. Yeah, the more you keep failing and the more you keep falling, because you are beholding what you should not behold. Yeah, the Bible says, as we behold Him, we'll be changed into His glory, into His likeness. And we'll keep changing until we become like Him, exactly like Him. So stop beholding darkness. Even though you still feel sickness in your body, don't fix your mind on it. Fix your mind on Jesus. Fix your mind on becoming like Jesus, because in Jesus you are not sick. In Jesus you are not weak. In Jesus you are not a failure. In Jesus you are not an addict to substances, to sin. Yeah, in Jesus you are free. So focus on Jesus, and then you begin to change into that person that you are in Jesus. That person that you are in Jesus is not a failure, is not limited. The person that you are in Jesus is not sick, is not weak, is not poor. The person that you are in Jesus is not in bondage, is not suffering oppression, is not depressed, is not confused. So the more you focus on Jesus, the more you begin to change into that person that is into that person that you are in Jesus. The more you begin to change into the same glory that is in Jesus. So what do you behold? What are you beholding? That will determine what you will change into. Yeah, what do you watch on your mobile phones? What do you watch on your TV? What do you watch? What do you behold? Yeah, what do you behold? What kind of movies do you watch? What you behold, what you give attention to, is what you will change into. Hallelujah. Now, the last point before we pray is, what is controlling you? What is controlling you? Let us look at Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Romans 6, 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, is servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. The Bible says that, don't you know that whoever you give yourselves to obey, whenever you surrender yourself to obey, you become the servant of that person. Yeah, so the question is, what is controlling you? What is controlling you? Who is controlling you? Yeah, what kind of spirit is controlling you? I looked at the world today and I realized that majority of people, over 90% of people in the world, are doing things that should not be done. Things that they would not have done those things if they have not been controlled. Yeah, so there is a global mind controlling operation of darkness. Everyone in the world has been controlled to serve sin, whether you know it or not. Everyone in the world are being controlled by forces they cannot see. Forces they don't know. Powers they don't know. Principalities they don't know. Everyone in the world are being controlled to serve sin, to serve darkness. And how do you know that you are being controlled? You will know that you are being controlled the moment you try to come out of the things the enemy has been controlling you to do. The moment you try and say, no, I will not do this again. This is wrong. I am not going to continue like this. I'm going to take another turn. That is the moment you will know that there is a power that has been controlling you to do what you have been doing. The moment you make a decision to do the right things, that is when your eyes will be opened, that you are not the only one in this world, in this earth, that there are forces stronger than you that are very alive and very active in this realm, in this world. You will know the moment you set your mind to do righteousness, then you will know that something has been ruling over you, something has been overriding your willpower for years. For years. Yeah. So what is controlling you? What is it that you have surrendered yourself to obey? What is it that you have surrendered your life to follow? Is it people's opinions? Some people, they can't do what they want to do with their lives. They have to check what is people saying, or what will people say? Yeah. If you are always conscious of what will people say before you take decisions that would change your life, decisions that would move your life forward, then you are not ready to move forward. Yeah, if you're always conscious of how people feel about you, what people will say about you before you make life-changing decisions and life-changing choices, then you are not ready yet to move forward. Yeah, so what is controlling you? Is it your flesh? Is it the cravings in your body? At the moment you begin to yield to the cravings of your body, you become a slave to sin, and then you become a slave to those powers that are working through those cravings in your body. Because the principalities and powers of darkness, and even Satan himself, they walk through the cravings in our bodies, the lusts in our flesh, the pride inside of us. That is what they walk through, those forces of darkness. Yeah. So let only the Holy Spirit control your life. Don't allow any other thing control you. Don't allow sin control you. Don't allow the system of this world control you. And don't allow yourself control you. Let only the Word of God control you. Let only the Holy Spirit control you. I pray that the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. So we are going to be praying now before we round off the session. We're going to be praying now. I want you to talk to God. Firstly, you're going to say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive me. Forgive me of the things I have done that have damaged my life. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive me of those things I have done that have damaged my life. Open your mouth and begin to ask for God's mercy and for his forgiveness. Because today you are repenting, today you should know that there is no forgiveness without repentance. Because you are repenting right now, you are saying, I will not continue to be a slave to sin. Because you are saying, I will not continue to be a servant to unrighteousness. Then you are going to say, Father, forgive me. Because you are changing your mind. Because you are repenting. Then God is going to forgive you. Say, oh Lord, forgive me for whatever I have done that have damaged my life. Everything I have done with my body. Everything I have done in my body. Everything I have done with my mind, in my mind, in my soul, everything I have done with my life that has damaged my life. Oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Say, oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me. I repent today. I repent today. I am stopping those things today. Every wrong lifestyle, wrong habit, wrong attitudes, wrong character that I have been doing that have damaged my life. I repent today, Lord Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me clean in your blood, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points before I will pray for you. And also pray on your water. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you are the light that lightens up every man on earth. So Lord Jesus, lighten up my life. You are the true light that lightens up the life of a man. So Lord Jesus, lighten up my life. Lighten up my life. And uproot every darkness in my life. Every works of the devil going on in my life, going on in my health. Lord Jesus, uproot them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord Jesus, lighten up my life. Say, Lord Jesus, lighten up my life. Talk to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, lighten up my life. Expose every darkness in my life and uproot them. Uproot them. Uproot them. Uproot them. Right now, thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord Jesus, you are the true light that lightens up the life of a man, the life of everyone born into this world. Say, Lord Jesus, lighten up my life and uproot everything that is not of you, everything that is of the devil, everything that is of darkness, everything that is not according to the will of God. Begin to uproot them from my life, from my body, from my soul, from my spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head like this. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, restore my life to the person that I am in Christ Jesus. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, restore my life. Change me into the person that I am in Christ Jesus. The person that I am in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, change my life into the person that I am in Christ Jesus. Restore my life. Restore my life to who I am in Christ Jesus. Yeah, the Bible says that we have been known even before the foundations of the world were laid. You have been in Jesus. You have been known in heaven that you will be a Christian before the foundations of this world were laid. So there is a person that you are in Christ before you were born into this world. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, change me to who I am in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Restore my life to who I am in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point, you're going to pray. We talked about the transforming power of the light. And then we talked about the deforming power in darkness. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place in light, we, I am, where I am completely free. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place in light where I can no longer be bound by darkness. There is a place in light where you can no longer be enslaved. Demons can no longer have power over you. Sin can no longer have dominion over you. There is a place in light where you can no longer fall sick. There is a place in light where you can no longer be weak. Where you can no longer be oppressed and limited. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place in light where I have dominion. Where I have victory. Where I can no longer be oppressed. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place in light. Say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place in light where sickness cannot survive, where darkness cannot survive, where sin cannot survive, where failures cannot survive, where captivities, limitations, oppressions, stagnation cannot survive, where poverty cannot survive. Holy Spirit, take me to that place in light where darkness cannot survive. I believe you're praying like that. Thank you, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, take me to that place. Holy Spirit, take me to that place in light where confusion cannot be found. Depression cannot be found. Take me to that place where deception cannot be found. That place where I am forever free. Take me to that depth in light. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to be praying for you now. And I'm going to also pray on your water. Yeah, I believe you have gotten ready your water that I will pray on. Yeah, so you can hold the water in your hands or you can place it before you. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient. Thank you, Lord, for your helps you have released into our lives. Thank you for your power that is working in the lives of everyone hearing my voice and watching me right now. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in their lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I thank you because you have determined to help your people at this time. And you have determined to do everything to lift up their lives and to move their lives forward. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that you stretch forth your hand and begin to touch everyone right here, right now. Stretch forth your hand, touch everyone right now, and begin to perfect your will in their lives. Perfect your will in their bodies, in their souls, in their spirits. Perfect your will now. In the name of Jesus. Everything you want to do in their lives at this time, oh Lord, begin to do it now. begin to do it now. I decree that you are free in the name of Jesus. I decree that you are healed in the name of Jesus. I decree that the swelling in your body disappear right now. The swelling on your body disappear right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that every organ in your body that have retired or have stopped functioning, are functioning properly, I decree life enter into those organs right now in the name of Jesus. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. I command your weaknesses to disappear, your infirmities to disappear, your diseases to disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Every oppression of darkness that has been upon your life for years, every oppression of witchcraft upon your life for years, I command that oppression to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the fire of God enter into that water that you have with you right there. Let the fire of God enter into the water right now in Jesus' name. Let the power of Jesus, the power of resurrection of Jesus, possess this water right now. The power in the blood of Jesus possess this water right now. And the angels of the Lord shall through this water wrought mighty works in your life and in the lives of people you are going to give this water to in the name of Jesus. Places where this program cannot reach, this water can reach those places. Therefore, I pray that as many sick people that you give this water to, the fire of God shall appear in their bodies. The power of God shall appear in their bodies and souls and spirits, and they shall be delivered instantly. Even the dead shall rise back to life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.